Hi, this is Owen Betts and this is my latest Audioboo post. Thanks for listening. Today I've been reading about the Advertising Standards Agency and a possible investigation they're going to carry out into the claims by internet service providers or broadband providers to you and me regarding the speed capabilities to consumers and businesses. You might wonder why I'm sort of reading that, but basically it's in connection with the marketing of it. We live in rural Wales where speeds are limited. You can't get high speeds, and yet I receive direct mail from these companies. I receive marketing material that states I can receive speeds of up to 10 or 20 megabytes, and I know full well we will never get speeds of that, you know, for many years to come, because we live in a rural area. The exchanges are a fair distance away. There's a lot of copper wiring. And, you know, there's no chance, unless I have some sort of special satellite link, that I will ever get high-speed internet. But we have adequate levels of internet here, you know, that's fine. But what does annoy me is when I receive direct mail, like as I'm sure with others, that make claims to me as an individual, a named individual, that I will get this if I pay X amount more. Now, we've been with our service provider for a number of years, been very happy with it. You know, there hasn't been any problems. We know that the speed we're going to get is the speed we're going to get, because unless we live in a very sort of highly populated or urban area, you know, we're never going to have very high speeds. But the ASA is basically looking into the claims and the fact that, you know, there are a lot of companies out there claiming you can receive 20 megabyte speeds when in fact you'll never get that level. What concerns me is that people are receiving this literature, as I'm sure it does with the ASA, and they're paying more money going into 12-month contracts when they think they're going to get, you know, a much higher speed internet service provider. So the ASA is working with the British Code of Advertising Practice and the Committee of Advertising Practice to look into this. In the meantime, some of these service providers have actually stopped dropping such marketing materials and strap lines on their advertising because they know that they can't actually back up some of the claims in the majority of the area of the UK. What is also interesting is the fact that the ASA may be looking into the mobile networks as well, as well as the fixed line, and the fact that a lot of providers, both fixed and mobile, mention the fact that you pay for unlimited broadband provision. That's not the speed, that's just the amount of data that you basically download or you upload from your ISP. And the fact, I mean, I've never been affected by this, but a lot of people I know have, and the fact they pay extra for this usage, and in fact they still get emails or calls telling them that they've gone above what's classified as their fair usage. So basically what they're saying is, hang on, you're selling me something that tells me that I can use unlimited broadband, but then you're telling me that there's a fair usage policy and I've gone above that. So really and truly, that should be the part of the advertising campaign, the fact that there is a fair usage policy, which they very rarely promote other than in the fine print. Now, as a marketeer, you might think, well, why am I sort of making comments like this? But, you know, it's important for me in the industry to be, for colleagues and for the industry as a whole, to be upfront and to not, deceive is the wrong word, but, you know, in campaigns, you have to be absolutely upfront. You can't mislead people. And this is obviously where the ASA is coming from. And this is affecting me both personally and professionally. And I think it's very important if you undertake a campaign to a target audience, you know that target audience isn't naive or isn't misrepresented in terms of taking on contracts or other associated sales opportunities that actually the company providing them can't back up. So this is quite an interesting stance. It already looks like a lot of the companies are actually pulling the strap lines, claiming about unlimited broadband and also the speeds that you can get. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. For more about this, you could read New Media Age. That's the latest edition, dated the 17th of June, where there's a little bit more information about it.